Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Life Audio.
Hey there, Heather Creekmore here. I'm glad you're listening to the Compare To Show. Maybe it's just me, but do you ever make plans to do something with friends? You're feeling great, you're energized, you're like excited about these plans. And then a week or two passes and the time for that lunch date or girls' night out comes around and you don't want to leave the house. Hey, I've been there and I'm learning that that is just kind of a normal part of being a woman, but that there are ways we can intentionally schedule around that. So today's guest, I heard on another show years ago, and her advice has stuck with me, and I finally was able to track her down and have her on the show. But we're going to talk about cycle syncing, hacking your hormones, how you can make your life work with how you feel without putting all the focus on diet and food and exercise and all the things that we think ultimately control how we feel all the time. But maybe there's more to it than that, or maybe that's not even it. Maybe it is just about these hormones. So we're going there today. I'm glad you're here. If you're brand new to the show, welcome. This may not be your typical episode, but today we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of how our bodies work and what's going on with our hormones, our cycles, or if you're in menopause, perimenopause, what's going on with that. So lots of helpful information today from my guest, Dr. Victoria Pate. She's a chiropractor. She's a follower of Jesus, and she has some good stuff to share with us today. I'm glad you're here for it. Hey, let's get to today's show. Welcome to Compare To Who, the podcast to help you make peace with your body so you can savor God's rest and feel His love. If you're tired of fighting body image the world's way, Compare To Who is the show for you. You've likely heard lots of talk about loving your body, but my goal is different. Striving to fall in love with stretch marks and cellulite is a little silly to me. Instead, I want to encourage you and remind you with the truth of Scripture that you are seen, you are known, and you are loved no matter what your size or shape. Here, the pressure is off. If you're looking for real talk, biblical encouragement, and regular reminders that God loves you and you're not alone, you've come to the right place. I hope you enjoy today's show, and hey, tell a friend about it. Dr. Victoria Pate, thanks so much for being on the Compare To Who show today.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
So this is a really random connection because I heard you on my friend Victoria Yates' podcast like years ago.
That was so long ago.
Literally years and years ago. Here's the thing. I didn't know who you were. I could not remember your name. I'm sorry. But I remembered your words, and I have shared what you shared on that show so many times that finally I was like, I just need to track this person down and invite them on my show. So this is like legitimate. I'm quoting her so much. So thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you. I'm so stoked.
So here's what got me. I guess I should probably bury the lead so you have to listen to the end, but I won't. I'm just jump right into it. Because I know you'll listen to the end anyway. You were talking about this concept that women's bodies, that we women kind of run on a different cycle than men do. And now some of you are like, well, no duh, of course, right? But the way you explained it was so fascinating and so helpful to me in the way I think about how I work. And really, to even take it further, the guilt and shame I have sometimes felt over oh, this isn't a productive week. I can't do as much this week as I did last week, right? And so you helped clarify all that. And so today our conversation is kind of going to be under the umbrella of like, what are some like non-diet things we can do to work with our bodies to feel good? Because everyone wants to feel good, right? And there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel good.
Correct.
But the problem is, I feel like as I'm on Instagram, the only things I see that tell me like how to feel better is if I don't eat certain foods, or if I do eat certain foods, or if I exercise in a certain way, or if I don't exercise in a certain way. And having ridden that roller coaster for decades and only being off it, you know, maybe a scant 6 or 7 years, not long.
But I'm
amazed at how things like just things I observe about my body that I used to always blame on food are still like happening today. And like the food, well, the food angle, even when I blamed it, it'd be like, oh, I didn't eat those things. Why do I still have this? It must be something else. And so now being like, oh, you know, maybe it was like hormones all along.
And
the time in my cycle all along. And I was putting so much focus on food to fix it all. And maybe there was more to the picture. So let's start. That's a real long lead up.
No, that was great.
Start by sharing with us like what you've observed about the way women work versus the way men work, and maybe even how society is kind of leaning towards the man's cycle, if you will.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I love this, and I love masculine and feminine dynamics. I love studying it. I love watching it interact in the world, and we need both of them. Just like I need positive and negative ions to hold my, you know, my cup together here. Like we need both of those forces interacting together. And I love studying that and seeing how when I first started my business and came out of chiropractic school and I had no idea what I was doing, the business structure, the 9-to-5 structure, is a very masculine structure. And it's beautiful for that because it's very predictable. However, that's like a 24-hour cycle that is built on a man's hormone cycle and how men are driven, like their testosterone, their cortisol, like it's all following the same kind of mountains and peaks throughout their day. And so our happy hour is actually designed around a man's like most social time of his day. Like that's why we have certain social times when guys are like presenting a business proposal or they're asking for a promotion, they do it around like lunchtime. It's where they're getting more testosterone peaks. So then we put women and try to put them into this 9-to-5 structure, 24-hour structure. And we go through similar things that guys do, but it's over like a 28 to 35 day span. And they're experiencing all of that in 24 hours. So it's challenging when you come out of, everything. I mean, the school, like we need all that organization because masculine is order, feminine is chaos, and we need to be fluid. And there seems to be, I think we just, without understanding that, we're suppressing like the feminine a little bit of saying, hey, you need to fit into this box because that's how the world works, or, you know, that's how the business world works. And when I started business and in practice, I was just exhausted and I was burnt out of like, you have to go to all these networking meetings and you need to do all of these connections. And when I started to just, I was just exhausted. And I reached out to a coach and she was like, have you ever heard of cycle syncing? I was like, I have no idea what that is. And she basically, I was like, I'm a doctor. Like, I know all about hormones and periods and all that kind of stuff. But actually understanding what the ebbs and flows of our bodies are doing and how to use that for our advantage and not getting discouraged. Because the words that you said, like the guilt and the shame of, I don't understand why last week I felt fine and this week I just want to crawl in a hole and like cuddle up on the couch with a blanket and a book and not talk to anyone. You don't get to do that in the working world. And that's what our bodies are trying to, they're craving these different fluctuations. So learning how to use those cyclical rhythms to then apply to the working world for me personally of, okay, we have four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. We have that naturally in the world that God created. And isn't it kind of funny that the female reflects nature in the same way? So menstrual is winter. Follicular is spring, ovulation is summer, and luteal is fall. And it actually follows the similar rhythms as far as we want to hunker down and not do stuff in the winter. We want to hibernate, right?
Yeah. That's so interesting.
We don't want to talk to people. And it's not to be mean. It's just like, hey, our emotional bandwidth is just a little bit lower during that time. And during the winter phase, during menstrual phase, the right and left hemispheres of the brain actually talk more. It makes us very good at like analysis, analyzing our patterns, analyzing our relationships of, am I moving in a way that's congruent and aligned with where I want to go in my life? We're very good at categorizing and, like goal setting and just overlooking our life during that time. That's why a lot of women, like if they're going to break up with somebody, it's best to do it like in luteal or menstrual phase.
That is like, so interesting.
it's like, let it run a couple cycles. Cause if we have hormone imbalance that throws some things, you know, uh-huh. off, but it's where you're the most, you're really honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. So estrogen is a hormone that's higher during our spring and summer phase. So we think of that naturally. We're wanting to get out, we're by the pool, we're throwing parties, like we're hanging out more, we're more social. That's reflective in the body because estrogen is higher. Estrogen is a great social lubricant. It also allows us to be gracious. Sometimes it allows us to overlook some things that we need to address. So it's just like being aware of these different things as your body's changing.
Well, so what else? So like, okay, putting this into my life or your life, anyone's life, right? Like, so what do we need to know? What do we need to remember?
Yeah. The biggest thing that I took away from learning all of this is actually learning to be gracious with myself and being kind to myself. Realizing that we still have standards that we have to meet. Like we still have deadlines that we have to get. And like if I were to share, like, I'm coming up on menstrual like season for me. Still have things that I need to do. I still have to come to work. I still have to see people. I still have to, you know, interact. And on the inside, I can build that trust with myself of saying, hey, we're going to go internal like later. Like you don't have to go out and do like all the things this weekend. Like I'm actually planning on reserving this weekend for myself, doing more self-care things. Taking a really hot shower or a bath is something that I do for me. So it was something that I could create some trust and awareness within myself to say, hey, I know there are these things that you need to do, and I'm not losing you in the midst of all this. And I can plan things to take care of myself in that way. So then after I'm done with my period, follicular phase, spring phase, that's where we're really good at planning, like for the month. And if that looks like planning the kids' like school schedules, what that looks like, if we're planning like day dates with other ladies, like we're getting to do that during that phase. Your estrogen is rising during that spring phase, and like happiness is rising basically during that spring phase to get us prepared for ovulation. Ovulation is where you are phenomenal at connecting with people. And the beautiful thing that I love about the feminine is she is life generating. She is life creating. She's community creating. She's connection creating. And that's something that I always try to be sensitive to when we see women that are isolating. Like that's a wounded version of us, because that's not how we're created. God designed us to be generating and creating life and creating connection. So when we kind of get the lone wolves and the rushing women, because that's what I resonate with, it's like, hey, how can we actually use these natural cyclical rhythms to then create connection, create community, create a space where there can be vulnerability and authenticity? And when a woman is divinely connected to herself, it's just amazing what she can create. So summer and then fall phase is where we start to bring everything back down again. So estrogen goes down during the fall. So progesterone comes up during that time. Progesterone is like an ease hormone. It really helps produce like sleep during that time. It calms your brain down. So when we're rushing and we're having to meet all these deadlines and we're having to, and there's some things we can't get rid of, right? Like you got to get the kids to school. You got to get them back. You have to like make sure all the projects are being completed, and being aware of that, like that fall, that winter phase is where your body's really trying to go inward. How can we protect those phases so you're actually able to connect and be the woman that you're created to be and fully express in those different phases and different arenas of your life?
I love that. Yeah. So I'm just thinking about, well, as you said, how we're excited to plan things. I think my problem is I plan things in the spring, but I plan them for the winter. And so that's God, I don't want to do any of this.
Yes, yes. That reminds me of like a reel that I think I saw on Instagram. It was like my extroverted self made these plans, and by the time I got to the plans, my introverted self was like, "I don't want to do that. Why did you do that to me?"
Yeah, right. Yes. Right. So maybe that's what's happening for me.
Yeah, it's like let's do it a week or like 10 days after like the right. spring phase.
I need to have my calendar labeled.
Well, that's what I did. That's what I did. My first, when I first started learning this, I would get a paper calendar out, and I still do it to this day. Uh-huh. And right before I leave the house, like it's hanging up right by the door. So I know where I'm at. Cause I've done period trackers and I've used apps and things like that. Yeah. And that's fine. I just don't open it every single day, but to have it physically somewhere I'm leaving the house, I can see exactly what day I'm in, what week I'm in. I would like color code it. I'm like, okay, this is spring phase. It's green. Yeah. Like this is what we're planning during this time. Yeah. And then just being able to connect more with myself so I could give myself grace during different times, or I knew when to push myself and that was okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really helpful because, you know, I feel like I've gone so far as to like research and get professional advice. Like, is there some mental health issue going on here?
Because, right. You feel
like,
crazy.
Sometimes
yeah.
I am like, yeah, let's talk to everyone. I can do everything. And then 2 weeks later, I'm like, I don't think I want to talk to them. I don't think I can do this. And recognizing like the hormonal connection there. Mm-hmm. And like you said, mm-hmm. so I started using an online tracker. It's probably only been, it's probably somehow connected to when I heard you on that podcast. And then another friend of mine had read, I think the MyFlow book. I don't remember what it's called, but is it called MyFlow? I know the app is called MyFlow, but she had read that book and was like, oh, have you heard of like, this is, and so, you know, I got that app and it has really helped me. Just to That's apply amazing. Kind of what you're saying. I don't, I forget. Like I little like hints and tips that come up.
Yes,
but like
yes.
I still forget. So the way you just laid that out with seasons, like that helped me enormously to just,
yes.
like, that's so simple to think about it in that way.
Yes.
And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
really going to help me, except for one thing. I'm in perimenopause.
Okay. Yes.
So my
yes,
season is right. like winter, spring, summer.
Yes, it's all of them in one. We're actually just living in Africa at this point where we're just like, we don't have as much season.
I don't know what my seasons are anymore. And they're very short.
Get a monsoon. Yeah. Yeah. right. Yeah.
Right. So exactly. what is actually happening then? I mean, I know the hormones yes. are changing, yes. but like, yes. how do we help navigate that?
Yes, I love this because I feel like there's a lack of support when it comes to this part of a woman's cycle. And I was thinking about it the other day of like the life cycle of a woman, and women really live so many different lives as their children, adolescents, young women, mothers, and then they go from single to being married, and then like they're having children, they're raising children, and then they're allowing their children to leave. And like, how many different like lives and deaths and rebirths are women and men go through it too, but really focusing on women, what are women really going through? And this part of a woman's life, I think is really kind of, oh, well, you just get through it. And like, it's a horrible time and we're really not going to talk about it, but ask your mom how she got through it.
Right.
And then
do what
just
she
go
did
from there.
yeah.
Right, exactly. So during this time, it's really quite fascinating. But the ovaries that are typically or that are producing our estrogen and progesterone levels, the sex hormones that give us, you know, our fun mood fluctuations and all that good stuff, they start to decrease their production. What will happen is then the production of estrogen is going to be coming from other glands in the body. So if the body's already stressed out, and that's why we see a lot of women kind of have challenges when they're moving into like this transitioning into perimenopause, menopause and postmenopause, is if the body's already been stressed out because she's been running and rushing and all this good stuff, those organs are now having to then take over for the ovaries as well. And then we have these huge fluctuations in mood swings and, the hot flashes and like irritation. I was speaking with a woman not too long ago. She's like, I feel like it's almost like an out of body experience of I could just snap at any minute. And I don't understand why. That's not me. Because what's happening is estrogen is doing these big peaks and waves and progesterone is slowly like tipping off. And it's like, what can we do to somehow transition this better? Because for every woman, it is a little bit unpredictable. They're kind of like, well, we'll throw some progesterone cream at it and you'll be fine. Right. Like that's just kind of the answer.
That's what I've got.
right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's a couple different ways of going about it. The biggest thing that I love to talk about, especially during this phase, is oxytocin, doing oxytocin producing things. Mm. So if we're going to talk about I love talking about hormones, so I'm trying to keep it clear and succinct. There's cortisol and oxytocin. They're kind of like the masculine and feminine dynamics. They're the polar opposites of each other. Cortisol is a stress hormone. It helps get us up in the morning, but a lot of times we just drive that up super high and that wears on our system. And a lot of women who have cortisol that's too high, they're like waking up at 1-2 o'clock in the morning and their mind's racing, like I have no idea what's going on. And we needed progesterone to kind of calm everything down. Well, now progesterone's kind of on its descent and you're just like a cat on a hot tin roof, like what in the world is going on? So oxytocin is kind of like the blanket. It's the love bonding hormone, but it helps calm the system down. So what I love about this season is really encouraging women to connect with others that helps produce oxytocin, and listening to music that you really enjoy, physical touch, hugs, like hug your kids, like your friends, just have conversations with people. And that really helps to mellow some things out. Like there's obviously a lot that we can throw at this, and women are so beautifully complex. There's a lot of things that you can do. what I like to try to support women in is, what are the small little things that we can do? Because especially during this time, you're feeling like your body just hijacked you and you have no idea what's going on. And I hear from a lot of women that they're like, I had no issues with like my body beforehand. And now I've got weight that's hanging around and I have no idea where it came from. And the things that worked for me before are not working for me now. And it's very discouraging. And it's just because it's not your fault. Like, it's not your fault. It's these hormone fluctuations. So how can we support you the best relationally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, chemically, all the pieces that make up the beauty of the feminine, instead of just like throwing stuff at it, let's actually like listen to your heart and see where you're at and kind of go from there. That's what I like to see. That was a lot of words.
Well, it was super helpful. Got me thinking of a couple of things. So first of all, it's not your fault, but also like, could we say that it's just normal?
Yes.
Right? Like this is our bodies were created this way. Just like my teenagers have their like, what's happening? Oh, this is hormones days. Like that's like the change is the same on the other side.
Yeah, that's so good.
It's like, it's normal.
Yeah.
And yet Instagram makes me feel like there's something wrong with me.
Oh my stars. Yeah.
You know, if things are changing, but I think that's important to just normalize it. But then the one thing you said, I really love the way you described the cortisol and oxytocin. I always want to say Oxycontin, which is something very different than oxytocin.
It might also be helpful.
maybe. But the dynamic there. So I feel like the one mistake that I've made, and that I'm trying to be careful not to make, going, you know, well, I'll be 50 this year. So perimenopause is definitely here. And, you know, I know the big M is looming. But is the exercising harder?
Oh my goodness.
Because I think that like exercise was my like, oh, I have to have it to feel good. I'm going to do a really hard workout. I'll feel good. But what I've started to notice is I might feel good for like 30 minutes, maybe 2 hours afterwards.
Right.
And then I crash and I'm kind of messed up the next day too.
Yeah.
And isn't that like a cortisol problem? Because doesn't exercise increase our cortisol? Can you speak to that more? Because you're an expert.
Yes, absolutely. So that's something that I love implementing exercise with cycle syncing, because there are certain times of the cycle that are great that you can crush a workout and really crank it up. And those are more of your cardio activities or your HIIT workouts where you're really getting your heart rate up and you're really just blasting it. A lot of women love that. A lot of women love running and I'm like, I'm personally like, no, like let me do some yoga or like maybe pick some heavy things up and put them down, but I don't want to do this.
Not unless you're being chased.
No, exactly. So I want to save all of that time for emergency cases only.
Right.
But doing slower workouts, even resistance training. Some women are kind of nervous about like, I'm afraid of like lifting heavy weight that I'm going to get bulky. Like, no, absolutely not. It's like so good for you of being able to do weightlifting, and it's not as taxing on your cortisol. Mm-hmm. So when I am recommending that if we're going to divide the four seasons up, the first half, the first two, that's where you can do more of that cardio stuff. And then the second half, when estrogen is going down, because estrogen is the thing that's giving you that lift, and be able to push through all of that. When estrogen is going down, and that's what's happening as we're going into our, like our fall, our golden phase of womanhood in the perimenopause, we're losing those estrogen stores. So we need to focus more on, like just slowing things down. And it's not something to say, oh, if you do that, then it's wrong. And then you're going to like throw your body out of like whack. Every woman is unique. And so it's just more of connecting with yourself, understanding what's going on. And like you said, I know if I go and work out and I crush this workout, then I'm going to be paying for it for 2 days. So how can we maybe tailor some things that you feel like you're getting the most out of your body in that workout and you're not having to pay for it later. So maybe we tweak it into Pilates personally. Like, I think it's fantastic. But just finding ways of, can we find some ways to move our body? Because it's so phenomenal to be able to move your body. It does great things for the brain and be able to preserve those cortisol levels at the same time. So you're not just like crashed afterwards.
So how do I, so if I'm like, let's say I'm doing weightlifting, how do I make sure that I'm not getting a cortisol spike? Is that about heart rate or?
Yeah, if you wanted to wear like a heart rate monitor, it's really kind of hard to tell in some of those just like baseline of what's already there, what we're working with. But typically, the reason why the body produces cortisol is because we're inducing a fight or flight state. Mm-hmm. So the more we're rushing through things, or the more our heart rate gets up, cortisol is having to open up a lot more because it thinks that it's running from a tiger that
right,
is there.
Right.
Versus if we're like, hey, I'm, you know, building a house, so I'm going to be lifting these logs and doing it. It's like, that's right. the concept of what the body thinks that it's doing. It's like, oh, we're doing manual labor and it's heavy, but we're not running from anything. We're not fighting for our life. So yes.
Well, and I'm just thinking like, just even, okay, to like really get down to brass tacks, it's like, if you're really stressed about mm-hmm. going to do an exercise that you don't like to do, like at the gym, probably not like healthy for your body, even though you're going to exercise and you might work out, but like, what is that, you know, extra stress and pressure and all those things? What is it actually doing for you?
Exactly. And thinking about that too is, I am not a fan of the gym. Like, I don't like going to the gym. I don't like being around other people because I have this internal dialogue of like, what if I'm doing it wrong? And like, what are people going to think about me? And
are they judging me?
Exactly. And it's so ridiculous. And that's like, it's a personal thing that like I have to work on. That's nobody else's fault. Like, that's nobody else's responsibility but mine. But I found other things that I enjoy doing. Like, I love being, more creative in my movement. Like, I like dance and things like that. So I have found things that I can connect with, or even with other people. If I go and do a routine somewhere, it's normally because I'm doing it with another girlfriend. Yeah. And that kind of takes that stress out of it too. Because I love that you bring that up. Like, what are the environmental situations that we're putting ourselves in that might not be helpful, you know, either. So
Well, and I've heard getting outside is really helpful lowering cortisol.
Yeah.
Is that, and if you're just listening and not watching us on YouTube, like, Victoria has the most beautiful background with all these like leaves and plants. And I feel like I'm outside just looking into your
face. I know. I need the green things around me all the time. Man. But yeah, that's something that I recommend too, if people are having issues sleeping. And it's getting out first thing in the morning. If you can do that, like literally 10 minutes, can you walk around the house like 2 times? Can you do it barefoot? That would be even better. Like, put your feet in the grass, in the ground, because that helps discharge like negative ions. And it literally grounds you like you would ground electricity. Like, we're created for that. We're created to be in nature and connect with nature, and being able to just get up. And nobody likes getting up in the morning. Like, your brain is in a deoxygenated state. Nobody enjoys it. But if you can push through that, like, hey, first thing, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go walk outside just like twice around my house. It gets you exposed to early sunlight, helps reduce cortisol levels. And it helps start your day more at peace, because a lot of times, like, we wake up with our alarm and immediately, boom, we're in this fight or flight state. So how can we like bring that down and start our morning as slow as possible, even if it's, you know, 5-10 minutes? It makes such a difference on the other end of it. But that really helps. Getting early morning sun helps also to regulate the circadian rhythm and helps reduce stress, reduce cortisol, help manage blood sugar levels, all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's really good too, because I know, you know, I feel like, again, we talk so much about food and exercise, but sleep is so important.
Yes. Yes.
If you don't have that, everything suffers. So that's a really good reminder too.
Yes. Yeah. There are a lot of hierarchies in the body that sometimes we miss. So like sleep and nervous system regulation are the basis. Like that's the base of our pyramid. And then we have like gut and liver health, and then we have hormones on top of it. So it's just like making sure that we're addressing things in the right order so it has the biggest impact. Because if you can't sleep, you can't heal. And if your nervous system isn't regulated, then that throws everything off. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. Victoria, thanks so much. This has been so helpful.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
So I know that you're in the Atlanta area, right? So where are you in South Carolina?
Yeah, Greer specifically. So it's like a little subset of Greenville, South Carolina. Greenville.
Okay. So if you're in the Greenville area, you could go see Victoria in person at her chiropractic practice. But I know you do hormone consults virtually. Mm-hmm. So can you just give me like the 1 minute explanation of what it is you do with those?
Yeah, nuts and bolts of it. Yeah, I love being able to connect women back to themselves and back to their design. So the hormone consults that we do, I like to take things very conservatively. So let's look at the whole body. If we need to run labs, we'll do that. If we need to do supplements, we'll do that. You know, there are a lot of things that we can throw at it. What I like to do is actually just listening to a female, like what she's going through, and what are the different lifestyle informed things that we might be able to tweak instead of throwing a bunch of things at it. Because most women with hormone imbalance are already close to burnout as it is. And if they hear, oh, I've got to eat this thing, or I've got to do this supplement, or I've got to, change all of these things, that's just going to wear you out even more. So what I love being able to offer in those consultations is, where are you at? Where do you want to go? What energy level do you have to go after this thing? And maybe there's some little like lifestyle things that we can do. Because you're more than just a body with organs and bones and hormones. Like there's spiritual, physical, mental, chemical, emotional, financial, relational. What are all those pieces? Cause I want to see the whole person, the whole beautiful form that we have. So that's kind of what I like to do and how I like to approach that.
I love it. Victoria, thank you so much. Tell everyone where they can find out more about you.
Instagram is really great. Dr. Victoria Pate on Instagram. Also Victory Mount Chiropractic on Instagram. And then my website is victorymountchiro.com. So that's where you can schedule those appointments. Yeah.
Awesome. I'll put the links to all that in the show notes.
Perfect. Yes.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad finally get it straight from you and stuff.
I know.
I'm glad I got quoting you.
I love it.
So thanks so much for being on the show today, Victoria.
Thank you. It was an honor.
And thank you for watching or listening today. I hope something today has helped you stop comparing and start living. Bye-bye. Compared to Show is proud to be part of the Life Audio Podcast Network. For more great Christian podcasts, go to lifeaudio.com. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.